This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me and 5 Minute University and some things I think you might want to know about. So, last week I mentioned that there was a storm. And I said that Andy Gibbs, the USA Prepares instructor, had sent me an email on the 20th of this month. And in that picture of, in that email was an image of chemtrails going across the sky in Arizona. Massive amount of chemtrails. And a few days later, here in Missouri, we had this storm. And in Mississippi, they had a mile-wide tornado. 26 at least are dead from this tornado. And the result of this, the storm was tracked on radar, and you could see that it there was a weaker amount of the storm where we live in Missouri, right where our farm is. And we had massive amount of rain, about 7 inches of rain in just a few days. So much rain that it was flooding, and we have these low water bridges, which I mentioned last week. These low water bridges are just concrete pads that are in the dip in the road at the low point in the road. And so when there's rain, the runoff from the rain goes across the road. Instead of washing out the road, it's all concentrated in this low water area. Well, it was so much rain that we couldn't get to feed our cows for hours until the runoff went further downhill, and we were able to feed the cows, and when we did, we found one dead cow. So the storm killed a cow. That hits us very hard here at the farm. It's a loss of life. It didn't have to happen, and it was because, I believe, of this nonstop spraying of the skies to precipitate rain. And whoever's doing it, I know they know that there can be a lot of damage to homes, wildlife, people, and property. So I have to go repair our private road, our driveway. I have to go repair that. As soon as it dries out a little bit more, I was able to get some 30 tons of gravel so I can go fix the driveway. And now I keep about between 15 and 30 tons of gravel on hand because of these storms. Because if we let the driveway or our private road, which is 1,300 feet long, if we leave it in disrepair, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. These runoff ditches that's created by this massive amount of flooding doesn't get better, it gets worse. So we have to fix it early, otherwise it's even more difficult to fix. So from our perspective, this storm killed a cow, and it caused a massive amount of damage to our private road, which will take me a whole day to fix. And that's with a backhoe. That's with a piece of heavy equipment. It's going to take me a day to fix it. And of course, we have to go to the campground and take out the trees that it knocked down. So this is make work. This is make work. Joe's chemical spraying make work. Joe's military spraying the chemicals in the sky. And so what else did it do? Well, there was a vehicle with six young people in it. And we mentioned this last week. And the vehicle was going down the road, and the road was covered with water, and they said the visibility, I'm talking about official reports, I'm talking about like the police, sheriff's office, fire department, those guys, the rescue people, say that visibility was really bad because of this torrential rain. And this vehicle was continuing and ran into water that was 5 feet deep. 5 feet deep. And it got swept away. And four of the six survived. Two perished. And I mentioned that we live in a small hamlet, about 100 people. So it would be impossible for us not to know one of the families, right? It would be impossible. Well, our son was on the phone with one of his customers. And one of her relatives was in the hospital with damage because this child or this young person was in the vehicle that got swept downstream. So, two dead, and it made the news. It didn't have to happen. Tragic loss of life. And so are there any lessons from this? Sure. One lesson is nothing good happens after midnight. Next lesson is if you can't see where you're going, why not stop? Why go forward if you can't see where you're going? Why not stop? You know that the rain will end at some point. You know it's going to rain. It's going to end. So why not stop, leave your flashers on. If you have enough fuel, leave the engine on so that the battery doesn't go dead. And maybe the best place to be is where you are right then and there. Maybe. And the operator of the vehicle is the person who makes that decision. It's a very sad story. And all of it could have been prevented. No one had to be out that late. Nobody. And so we had a rule at our house for all of our children. And that is there's a curfew. The curfew was 10 o'clock. Not midnight, 10 o'clock. And then it was extended as our children got older to 11 o'clock. It was never extended past 11 o'clock because nothing good happens after midnight. So, two dead in our little hamlet in Missouri. 26 at least dead in Mississippi. A whole town was wiped out, destroyed. And I believe it is a direct result of this chemical spraying that's been going on for decades. I was talking to a guy over the weekend about chemtrails, and he asked me if I thought they were real. Can you imagine? And so I said, well, I'll tell you what. He was on the fence. He wasn't sure if they were real or not. I said, this will get you right off the fence. So here's what you do. You go home tonight. I said, do you have one of those little LED flashlights that you can adjust the beam from, you know, flood beam to a pinpoint beam, you know, focus to a smaller area? Do you have one of those? He said, yeah. I said, okay, so take that and set it to that focused beam, a narrow beam. Go out at night, tonight, and aim that flashlight straight up. So hold that out in front of you and aim it straight up. And then look at the dust storm that you are in. You won't believe how much dust you are breathing that you can't see. But you can see it at night with that LED flashlight or any other flashlight. You won't believe it. So we are not used to looking up. We're used to not paying attention to pretty much everything. And I said, so tonight, you will get off that fence and you will be a believer when you see the amount of dust in the air that's reflected by that LED light. Millions and millions and millions of particles. So if you're wondering why people are coughing, that could be one of the predominant reasons of why people are coughing so much. So, not to belabor the point, we have to stop this chemical spraying. We talked about autism. The absolutely dramatic increase in autism. Could it be the chemicals in the air? Well, sure. Could it be Wi-Fi? Sure. Could it be microwave ovens? Sure. Could it be the additives in the food? Could it be the additives in the water? Could it be aluminum, barium, strontium in the air? Could it be the hormones that are injected into other people's cattle? Could it be the additives in bread? Could it be the stress? Could it be the electromagnetic radiation from carrying a cell phone in one's pocket? And where are these pockets? I think most people have pockets below the belt. You know, kind of in the reproductive area. So put all this together, and this is a great recipe for the destruction of humanity and everything else. And here we are. Here we are. 200-mile-an-hour winds, 1 mile wide, and it wiped out an entire town. And if you have a chance to look at the images, I've been to one of these. I've been to the Joplin tornado. I saw firsthand what this was like when a tornado goes through a town. I saw cars upside down, trucks sideways, cars piled on top of other cars on top of other cars. I saw a hospital with the windows blown out. I saw the hospital where a baby was sucked out of the hospital right out of the window. I saw that hospital. I saw the devastation. I saw the looks in people's eyes. I saw a man who was standing on a concrete pad, 24 by 24. It looked like it had just been washed and swept. I went up to him, and he looked bewildered. He was in a daze. I said, can I help you? And he said, this used to be my garage. This used to be my garage. It looked like a recently poured concrete pad that was ready to put something on top of. It had nothing on it. Not even dirt. Not even dust. It had been washed clean. His garage was someplace else. I saw another house near there where the entire side of the house was peeled off. The entire side. Not the front, not the back, the side. And there you could see, it was like a dollhouse. You could see the bed with the bedspread on it. You could see the curtains hanging from the wall over the windows. You could see the dresser. Everything was there, except the side of the house was missing. And across the road, the house was fine. But this house, the side was missing. And what happened to the people with the side of the house missing? They ran over to where the across the road to their neighbors who had a storm
Jake
shelter.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The call screen is lit up. I'll be with you all in just a couple seconds. So I've got this thing in my hand, and it's the size of a little bit larger than the business card. It's plasticized on the front and back. It's got my name on the back. And it says Vincent Finelli. And then above that, it says Disaster Relief. And above that, there's this symmetrical symbol. And it looks like a cross. Actually, it's red. It looks like a red cross. And then below that says American Red Cross. So on the back it says, there's a cross, red cross. It says American Red Cross, Disaster Relief, Vincent Finelli. On the front it says American Red Cross with my picture and a red cross. And it says, it's got my name and it's got date of issue. And then it has this verbiage. And it says, this certifies that the holder of this card is a member of the American Red Cross Disaster Services Human Resources System. The cooperation of all authorities is requested in facilitating the movement and emergency mission of the bearer. That's what it says. So I went to Joplin. I had this thing around my neck, and it has a lanyard, and it's red with the white lettering that says American Red Cross, American Red Cross, American Red Cross, all around the lanyard. I had that around my neck, and so what did I see? It was great. I saw from the back where I entered the disaster of Joplin, Missouri. I saw signs, plywood signs, that people took a spray paint can, and sprayed, "We need help," 4x8 sheet of plywood. On the That's on going in from the back way. Going in from the front way, there was a line of, I don't know how many police cars, maybe 100, that were preventing people from going in as volunteers to rescue and render disaster assistance to the people who were the victims of the Joplin tornado. This is the day right after it happened, the day after, the morning of, you know, the first morning after it happened. There was loss of life. It was just like what happened in Mississippi a few days ago. The people in the middle in the neighborhoods needed help. Their houses and businesses were blown apart. And the police were there to protect the people from being rescued. As a Red Cross member who was inspected and detected and approved, I was told I cannot go to Joplin. We're not accepting volunteers. You can't go to Joplin. Okay, thanks so much. I went to Joplin. What I'm telling you is firsthand my experience that says no one is coming to help you. No one. I know a gal that spent hundreds of dollars on submarine sandwiches, bought them in Springfield, Missouri from two sub shops so they could be made twice as fast. Put them in her SUV, drove out to Joplin to bring the victims some food. Just made like an hour before. Wrapped up, bagged from the sub sandwich company. Brought them over there, and they were told, you cannot leave these for people at the what Red Cross was setting up, and I didn't see any victims there, but they were setting up a center to receive victims at some point. So this person, with her own money, bought food, delivered them. It's not like she made them in her kitchen. She bought them from a restaurant, a sub shop. And Red Cross said, we can't take them because we don't know where they came from. We don't know where they came from. Unbelievable. So what happened to these sub sandwiches? Well, they weren't good enough for the victims, but they were good enough for the workers. How about that? No one's coming to help you. That's my opinion. Brett in New York, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Finelli. And by the way, are you the Brett who sends me emails?
I am that Brett.
Great. Well, I'm delighted that you called in. We're going into a commercial break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing from you. And I enjoy your emails. I really do. And we'll be right back. And then Herman. Herman is phoning in from Nevada. We'll be with Herman as well.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall will continue across parts of the southeast today. Over the weekend, 26 deaths are attributed to tornadoes that hit the region Friday night. A Rolling Hills resident on Fox News describes the destruction.
Flower shop, beauty shop, barber, law offices just down the street are all gone. There was an auto parts store, local restaurant that's been there for I don't know how many years, since I was a child, and service stations, tire shops. It's just gone.
A state of emergency is in place for Georgia at this hour. Out west, another Pacific storm will bring additional rounds of heavy rain and mountain snow to California and the Pacific Northwest later today. Today is National Joe Day. If your name is Joe, then enjoy your second birthday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheese? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, just me for this hour. And Brett in New York, welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
Well, you know, other than losing one of our cows to one of these superstorms that's engineered by our government, and other than the loss of tragic loss of life of a neighbor who's swept away, other than the fact that our fence was ripped down by the surging storm, real good.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm laughing at the sarcasm. But I'm sorry for your losses. It's ridiculous. And the old oxymoron. I'm here from the government. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Yeah, Yeah. So actually, I keep the gate locked and I tell them they're not welcome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So how can I help you, Brett?
I was so glad to hear, you know, an immediate resolution for Greg and his unrealistic charge. I have had a couple of circumstances where, unfortunately, I didn't have the power of your radio show, but you can get satisfaction pretty quickly through the state attorney general's office of the corporation headquarters of the business that you're having a problem with. They have forms you could download, and people don't like them breathing down their neck, so they usually... I had a set of mag wheels for an older car, and they said first thing they... And the chrome had peeled off, and the first thing they said was, oh, you live in New York, they salt the roads. Well, that car doesn't drive on the roads in the wintertime when there's salt out on the roads. Oh, well, where do you keep it? Well, I happen to have it at a body shop now. Oh, there's chemicals there. Well, it's in the back of the body shop. It's not really in that area where, and they were, the best they were offering me was 10% off of another set of tires and rims. And once I got the state attorney general in their corporate headquarters state involved, they literally called me up on the telephone and said, what can we do to make you happy?
Very, very well said. So let me see if I understand this situation. So you bought a set of new chromed wheels, and the chrome was peeling off. The manufacturer or the reseller was blaming the environment. Who was it?
Yeah. It was the reseller, because it was TireRack.com.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And so Tire Rack said to you on the phone that it was the environment that caused the chrome to peel. That's kind of a stretch. It's kind of a stretch because for the chrome to peel, and these are relatively new wheels, right?
Yes.
Okay. For the chrome to peel, the chemicals would have to get between the steel of the wheel and the inside of the chrome layer, which is really hard to do. That's why they use chrome, because that doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, if that were common, you would see chrome peeling off bumpers. But I believe, based on my intuition, these are Chinese wheels. Is that right?
It's possible. I didn't recall the matter. I don't recall the manufacturer.
Okay. Well, a lot of wheels come from China and India. Okay, and what we see is, okay, wheels. We have brand new wheels that we bought for our trailers, and they come from foreign countries. They're not made in the United States anymore. And I have a high-pressure washer, and I like to keep the wheels clean. You can take a high-pressure washer on a China wheel, and it will blast the paint right off the wheels.
Yeah, I bet it will.
I'm serious.
It's probably so thin. You know, they, like you said, China figures out what the minimum is, and they go 10% less.
Yeah. Yeah, and so here's what I think happens. That part of that 10% less is we don't need to prime, nor do we need to acid dip these wheels before we paint them. We'll just put the finish coat on, and then the generally dumb Americans won't know that these wheels that look really nice will rust and the paint will flake off, you know, within a year. And that's what happens. We see it all the time, and I stand by that. Whatever material it takes to make an item, whatever the minimum is, the Chinese can make it with 10% less than that. And that 10% less could be the primer coat, it could be the cleaning of the wheels. You know, when the machines that stamp, these heavy stampers stamp out the wheels, the rims and the wheels in the centers, there's oil used to keep the machines from wearing out quickly, the stamp dies. So there's oil on the wheel. Now, if you don't get the oil off and you paint it or you try to chrome plate it, it's not going to adhere very well. There's just no two ways about it. That's what happens. So we see it all the time. I was working with we bought a mounting plate for a 13,000-pound winch. And this mounting plate, you can't get them from any place other than China. So we have this thing, and it looks beautiful. It is epoxy-coated, or it looks like epoxy or a powder coat. Looks beautiful. Has a little nick in it from when I was aligning it to weld it on to a trailer. And it got wet. It's rusted from one application of rain and one day of drying. That's and this paint is cheesy. There's nothing like a good old American product. And I was telling an associate over the weekend, I think when people look at older things now, they are going to look at them with different lenses. What I'm saying is, it used to be, and I'm talking about a few years ago, just a few, that people would say new is better. Now, I think they figured out that new is worse. Older is better. So if you've got an older one, people will have more respect for the older one than they do for the newer one. And it doesn't matter what it is. Whether it be a car, or a blender, or a mixer, or a toaster, doesn't matter what it is, or a wheel bearing, the older ones were better. Any comments?
I agree with that 100%. I prefer the older vehicles. You know, you can work on them. You don't have as much electronics to go wrong. Power windows, power door locks, they all go bad.
Right. And Ford just announced Blue Oval City. And Blue Oval City is going to be like what Elon Musk is attempting to do, is build a city around his factories so his workers can live and play and buy and all the rest of it, you know, in the little city of, you know, Muskville. Well, Ford's doing the same thing, or at least they've announced it. And they've announced that they're coming out with a new generation of vehicles. And, of course, they're going to be electric vehicles. And they're going to have every imaginable kind of sensor. And they're going to build these vehicles the way I built computers, which would be upgradable, modifiable, so that you could keep them and just change some parts and make them the equivalent of a newer or improved version without junking the whole computer. Well, that's what they want to do with their cars, which is, you know, we came up with it way, way, way before Ford did. I'm talking, we came up with that in 1993. So, well, geez, that's 30 years ago. Well, they want to do this, but they want to have an incredible amount of sensors. That means incredible amount of failure points, an incredible amount of complexity. Makes no sense to me. My plain Jane 1996 Mercedes-Benz diesel without a turbocharger, third of a million miles almost, 300,000 miles on it roughly, works great. Works great. My pickup truck, almost 300,000 miles, crank up windows, has air conditioning. It has windshield wipers, it has rubber mats, and the body and bed are rusting like crazy, but the truck itself just works and works and works, but we maintain it. So, and that's a 2004. Bottom line is, I think older's better. I really do.
I agree. I can't, there's nothing I can say to go against that.
Here's an interesting story that I learned over the weekend. Our son was telling me, he has a friend who is in the automatic transmission business. And a late model vehicle came into the dealership, and the dealer doesn't work on the transmissions. They send them out to this other company that is owned by my son's friend. And my son went to visit him a few days ago, and he said, "Dad, you're going to love this story." So this relatively new vehicle comes in from the dealership. The dealership has their own towing truck. They brought it in. And they brought the vehicle to have the transmission serviced at the transmission shop, the independent transmission shop. So they drove the vehicle onto the tow truck, and they drove it off. The transmission company employee drove it into the shop, put it up on the lift, took the transmission pan off. The oil was pristine. The transmission fluid was perfect. And he replaced the sensors that the dealership wanted. And the computer scanning tool that the transmission shop said that there is a recall on this transmission. So the transmission guy fixed the transmission, and it went back to the dealership for the recall programming. of new programming of the transmission to bring it up to the latest program version. They reprogrammed, they drove the vehicle onto the tow truck, and it worked fine. They drove it off the tow truck, and the dealership called up the transmission guy and cursed him out. So what did you do? The transmission oil is black. They said, wait a minute. You drove it onto the tow truck. You drove it off the tow truck. It worked fine. All you had to do was reprogram it with the latest version. And what happened was the programmer at the dealership did something that caused this transmission to self-destruct. So what happens next? So the dealership tells the owner of the vehicle, well, your transmission is shot. So this is something that's covered under warranty. Yeah, warranty recall. And now the owner of the vehicle gets to pay for all the damage, and now he probably needs a new transmission because it's destroyed. And the owner of the vehicle has no idea that the dealer destroyed it. How about that?
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That's where we are today.
I'd be furious.
By the way, do you hear, this is, I believe, your first call to USA Prepares. Is that correct?
Actually, it's not.
Okay. Well, what can I do to do a better job?
Stretch out the time in between the commercials. They come too quick.
You know, I actually did. I did something about that years ago. I contacted the engineer who is the engineer who handles all the commercials and the computer programming, and I mentioned to him that I wanted to return. I had 6 minutes of commercials. He could have had 6 minutes more commercials, but I returned them to GCN for class time. So I don't have, none of those commercials belong to USA Prepares. And by the way, that's how radio works. Radio, the broadcaster gets advertising commercials that he can sell, or she can sell. I don't have any. I gave them back for more class time. So, and I hear from GCN that we have the least amount of commercials of the broadcast that they have. So we pulled out all the stops. I know we have commercials, and I'm glad that they pay the bills because otherwise we wouldn't be here. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brett, do you have any other comments, thoughts you want to share with the class?
I really would like if they had a class, or you guys had a class on Brown's gas.
Okay. Well, we have taught Brown's gas and many times over the years, last 12 years, and we had Bill Whaley. Bill Whaley is one of our instructors. He's been on the air with us a bunch of times. And he showed up with his Ford pickup truck, and he had a Brown's gas generator on it. He came to the farm, and he had a mayonnaise jar with some stainless steel wire wrapped in a coil around a form that was in distilled water. And this thing was bubbling, and you know, showed me. And he said he was getting about 25 miles to the gallon with his Brown's gas generator and his V8 Ford pickup truck. And so he showed me. And yeah, okay, we'll teach a class on Brown's gas. So the question is, and I don't know the answer to this. Do you get more energy from the hydrogen and oxygen as a result of the electrolysis from a 12-volt car battery that is charged by the alternator to get more energy from the hydrogen and oxygen generated in Brown's gas, HHO, hydrogen, oxygen, than you use generating, you know, from the gasoline engine the electricity to make the Brown's gas? I don't know that, but he said he got 25 miles to the gallon on a pickup truck that might get 14, 15, 16 miles to the gallon. So he says it works.
Was the Brown gas added to the gasoline, or was it solely running on Brown's gas?
It was a gasoline engine normally operating with computer control, and the Brown's gas was plumbed into the intake manifold. So the gas was delivered in the conventional way of that particular fuel-injected engine, and Brown's gas was plumbed in to be mixed with the atmospheric air in the naturally aspirated engine. So it was just thinking of it as the bubbling of the Brown's gas from a container, the electrolysis, just plumbed in with a hose into the intake manifold. It was as simple as that.
Okay, so he was running gasoline and adding the Brown's gas to the incoming intake air.
Correct.
As opposed to running it 100% on Brown's gas.
That's correct. He was running it with the gasoline. So the Brown's gas was a supplement. The oxygen was assisting in combustion over the atmospheric oxygen, and the hydrogen was explosive. So it was a more explosive combustion. It was allegedly a more complete combustion, and it was allegedly a cleaner combustion than if it were just gasoline and air alone.
The ex or the retired police officer who was then a security guard in the mall in Buffalo that they killed had a vehicle that ran 100% on Brown's gas.
Well, it's interesting because I don't see why a vehicle could not run on just Brown's gas. Because really, for those of us who've been in elementary school and made hydrogen and oxygen with electrolysis, if you took an ignition source, like a spark, to the hydrogen, it would go boom. So, it's explosive. And if you add the oxygen, it's even better, right? So
sure.
I don't see why you couldn't run exactly what you're saying. Now, the only thing is, you'd have to have enough Brown's gas. So it sounds to me like it'd be a real clean running engine. Really clean. I was looking at a propane generator, a propane powered. So it's a gasoline engine that's converted to propane. And it exclusively ran on propane. That oil was pristine after hours and hours and hours of use. The spark plugs were like brand new after hours and hours and hours of use. No soot. And when back in the 1970s, when I was selling auto parts behind the counter after, after school, high school days, a yellow cab company with Checker cabs converted all their gasoline-powered cabs in this little city on the East Coast to run on propane. And the guy said, this is unbelievable. It doesn't have to change the oil very often. Maybe once a year, and spark plugs last forever, and he didn't have to do the maintenance because the soot from the combustion of gasoline was not there. And he said the exhaust systems, and remember back then, exhaust systems might last two or three years, maybe four. He said he didn't have to replace them because the only thing that came out of the tailpipe was water vapor and not, an acidic vapor that would rot the exhaust systems from the inside out. Well, Herman, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. You can call tomorrow. No, Rich is tomorrow. You can call Wednesday. Well, I'm sure Gwyneth would love to hear from you, Herman. Well, Brett, I really appreciate your call. And so, class, if you're an expert in Brown's gas and you've got an accomplishment with it, we'd love to hear about it. I'll see if I can find somebody. I'll give Bill Whaley a call. See, he lives in Illinois. Give him a call, see if he'd like to come on and talk about it. Anything else, Brett?
That's it. Thanks so much for everything you do.
Well, hey, Brett, thank you so much for calling in and bringing up the topic. We'll see if we can help you. That's Rich Sheeman tomorrow, same time, same station.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.